Good evening, everyone, and welcome to one of my favorite events of the year, 1111 Stargate. We're going to have a wonderful, spontaneous, guided meditation activation empowerment tonight. So feel free to really zone out. We will do, as always, a little prayer before we start, and we'll get into the protocol to create sacred space and for you to journey very deeply within. Okay, so here is another auspicious planetary event for this year, 2022. 1111 Stargate, or portal, whichever you wish to call it. It's another grand opening to the celestial realms beyond space, time, and distance. 1111 is literally a quantum doorway or passage that allows easier, and easiest access and alignment to the unknown beyond the veil, to the core of stillness, to the center of creation, to the still point of our beingness. Think of 1111 as a free pass into the oneness of your being, to the heart of creation, to the depths of the divine and the infinite. Your body's light coefficient will be raised and enhanced through this activation and your journey through the Stargate. The more divine light your body can carry, that is within your DNA, that is within the cells of your body, protons, electrons, and neutrons, your original eight cells, the more conscious you become, the more efficient you become, the more grace will come through you, and the more blessings will channel through you to the world. The light heals the body and the emotions. The light heals the mind and reconnects your mind-body matrix. The light will harmonize your life in ways unimaginable. The power of your rainbow body is infinite in its nature. It has the power to move mountains and walk on water, so to speak. Your rainbow body orchestrates all of your other light bodies, chakra system, meridians, glands, and auric field. So tonight we're going to journey on the wings of timelessness as we collectively let go of our past, that is the identity to our past, the memories of our past, of density, of duality, of polarity, of the old matrix of suffering. It is time to consciously reconnect to our 12D body of light, our rainbow light body. We will call forth the angels of timelessness, the unicorns of Christ consciousness, the dragons from Venus, the solar logos, Alpha and Omega, and the power of the Holy Spirit of our prime creator. Be prepared for miracles, blessings, and wonder beyond your wildest anticipations. Your ancestors and pets, as always, are most welcome to attend. This evergreen activation is ongoing until complete. Allow time for full integration and drink extra water tonight. And for maximum brain effect, listen with headphones or earbuds and listen often as needed. And here is a note on the number 11. In physical form, the shape of 11 literally forms a doorway, a passage through, a gateway to something different, to something more. A new era of creation is on the other side, inviting us to walk through. This is what we call the portal of transformation. Symbolically, the number one represents new beginnings, a time where we start over and pave a new path, empowered with choice and intention. Place the number one next to itself and you get 11. 11 is known as a master number, a symbol of blessings, faith, and enlightenment. It is the alignment of the double ones that bring power to our senses, activating our innate ability to see, sense, and know what is best for ourselves. Plenty. That is the author of these notes. Okay. So we're going to create sacred space. So we're going to ask all of you now to disengage from the world, to disengage from everybody that you know, especially family members, clients, your peers, and any astral-bound entities. So you may disengage in whatever way is most natural for you. As you do this, you're going to enhance your personal space, your ability to center and be grounded in both heaven and earth symbolically. So disengage from your emotional body, your pain body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, especially the chaos of the world, the collective astral plane. And even disengage for a moment your projected future that you have based that on in the current now. And imagine that you are now going to energetically, emotionally, psychically disengage from the past, the memories of the past. And come into the now moment through the power of the breath. So breathing in gently through the nose and exhaling preferably through the mouth, but you can do this through the nose as well. And you're going to touch your thumb and index fingers together and place your hands, your palms, on your lap or by your side facing upwards so that your hand chakras can begin to receive the light. Opening up the space below your feet and above your head. Continue to breathe and center yourself. I am here, I am now, I am. That could be your inner intention or focus. I am here, I am now, I am. Nothing else exists but here, right now. And breathe into that nowness, into the now. Letting go of the past, letting go of the future, letting go of all concerns and worries, your to-do list, everything. Begin to feel the power in your auric field building. Now, in your own way, inwardly, allow divine light to unfold your heart space. And the light of Creator to surround you. And the power of creation to protect you against all levels of distortion and distraction. And the grace of Creator to bless you. In the presence of divinity to watch over you as you declare, I am divine creator manifest in form. And breathe that deeply into the heart center. I am divine creator manifest in form. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve in love and truth. I am God, sovereign, and free. I am free, I am free, I am free. As I now behold, making my life anew, making my body anew, making my mind anew, behold, I make all things anew. And feel that power within. I have come, I have come, I have come. All right, this creates sacred space. Now, we're going to initiate 12-dimensional shield. This is another level of divine protection on all levels. Now, from deep within your core of your body, going to activate, initiate a beautiful platinum six-pointed multidimensional star or geometrics. And you're going to envision it in the very center of your brain, beginning to activate and it's going to oscillate. It is recalibrating now your field. It's going to help create an axiatonal alignment on and with all your subtle bodies. So feel this beautiful platinum star of immense power and light moving very slowly now from the center of your brain down the center line of your body. Down towards your feet, between your legs, past your base chakra. And it's going to move very directly down, so to speak, into 12th dimensional new earth. And when it reaches the core of 12th dimensional new earth, you're going to experience an explosion of light. Which will begin to create a force field of platinum light. You're going to bring that now, your star, slowly back up towards the space below your feet, about 12 inches below your feet, or to where your Earth star is. And you're going to build a platform, a horizontal platform of light that can be as big as you allow it to be. This is part of your foundation for this shield. The shield is going to begin to build around your body. And it can be as big as you allow it. And it's going to begin to move upwards, encompassing not only your physical body, but your auric space. Move the star now from below your feet back up your center line, your vertical center line up towards the root chakra, allowing the root chakra to be stimulated, and then your sacral, and then your solar plexus, and then your heart, your throat, and up to your pineal gland, and your pituitary, and your thalamus. And back up into the center of the brain, into your crystal palace, and allow it to sit there for a moment as it begins to initiate a cleansing of your Kundalini channels and your original eight cells of creation at the base of your sacrum. Keeping your hand chakras open. Now touch the tip of your tongue to the roof of the mouth and continue to breathe very slowly through the body. Allow your DNA to activate, to awaken one by one, level by level. Now we're going to call in the guides for this activation that we mentioned in the introduction. Call them forth. Allow them to be a part of your experience. Now we're going to move the star up through the crown chakra, up to that space about 3 or 4 feet above your head, or where your soul star chakra is. And again, the star is going to create a horizontal platform, a platinum light that's going to connect to the platform that's below your feet, thereby encasing you in a beautiful cylinder of light, and it can be as big as you allow it. Now move the star past that point above your crown and towards the heart of creation, into the higher dimensions, up through the Stargate, moving through the 1111 Stargate. Moving deeper into creation, level by level. All the way up to the 12th dimension, to the very top of the 12th dimension. That would be the 12th level, the 12th sub-level of the 12th dimension. And just keep your awareness there. Allow the source light now to activate your platinum star. again, as it connects, you may witness explosion of light and sound. Aligning with the 12 rays of creation at this point. And prime source energy. Your I Am presence. And imagine a sound current. The holy Om sound current. Now resonating down through your vertical channel, all the way through your body, through your spine, down into 12D Earth. And back up again through your body, creating an infinity flow, platinum light, Now imagine your awareness sitting very solidly within your 12th dimensional light body, your rainbow light body. And your awareness is merging with all the levels of your 12th dimensional light body. It is merging with all of the innate capacities of your rainbow light body. And you are merging in the higher realms of creation. Allowing an alignment with your star system from where you came, your home realm. With your ancient ancestors, your celestial ancestors, your lineage, your soul group, your council, merging with the angelics and the great white brotherhood and sisterhood of light. your guardian angels. Now allow an axial tonal alignment with Alpha and Omega, Great Central Sun Solar Logos. Begin to feel the empowerment of your 12-dimensional light body. And the great Buddhas of creation, the Taras, you're going to gather into a beautiful crystal that you are going to create in your rainbow light body. A beautiful crystal of many facets that you're going to bring back to your physical body. And whatever your body is needing for health and wellness, you can put that in your beautiful crystal as information, as data, as waveforms, as particles of light. And whatever you need to heal regarding relationships, your home life, your career and your business, and for your spiritual practice, you're going to put in your beautiful crystal. A quantum application that will run in the background of your life. You're going to put in your beautiful crystal the easiest and most joyful and loving way of manifesting your life as a creator God upon earth. You are reprogramming the unconscious, installing new programs, quantum programs, that contain all the elements for true and permanent manifestation of that which you are. You're going to seal around your beautiful crystal now a seal of light. And this crystal can only be seen and felt by you. It is a very personal treasure, if you will. Can only be accessed by you, the being. It will remain invisible to the universe. Now, in this quantum space, in your light body, you're going to call forth two guides. Two cosmic level guides that have been assigned to your incarnation, this lifetime. And as we begin the descent through your other light bodies, these two guides will be with you to offer you, if needed, suggestions and or insights. They will be as support for your descent. Now, we're going to move into the 11th dimensional light body. This light body will be slightly recalibrated, reset, restarted, if you will. And reconnected to your brain, as is the 12th dimensional light body. We are reconnecting the circuits to your brain from the celestial realms. Moving gently now into your 10th dimensional light body. You're going to become aware of how each of these subtle bodies, how they feel to you, how they resonate. Again, there's going to be a resynchronization of your 10th dimensional light body. If you need a little bit of assistance, just simply ask your guides. We are clearing very, 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 very subtle levels of distortion. In your higher dimensional light bodies. Retuning to the original sound of creation. The original holy sound of creation. As if a giant cosmic tuning fork is being applied to all of your light bodies. Retuning to the original sound, the original light. The power of the word as we move now into the 9th dimensional light body. You will notice a difference. Retuning. A resynchronization of your 9th dimensional matrix. This is relating to your oversoul and your many lifetimes that you are coordinating right now, past, present, future, parallel. Feel the cosmic Om vibrating through every level of your 10th dimensional light body, your 9th dimensional light body. Now we're moving into the 8th dimensional light body. A reorganization. A reorganization of the elementals that relate to your 8th dimensional light body. Coming down into the 7th dimensional light body. All of your light bodies are being reassigned and reconfigured. According to your divine blueprint, your original divine blueprint. Your healing gifts are being reorganized. Take in more light into your 7th dimensional light body. Moving down into the 6th dimensional body. Again, another level of reorganization, recalibration. Take in more light. We are realigning to the original matrix that God created for each one of us, as well as this planet. Ask your guides. fifth dimensional light body. Raising the frequency of your fifth dimensional light body. Allowing your fifth dimensional light body to be completely free from collective consciousness as you know it. Free of all distortions and distractions. Allow a regrounding of your fifth dimensional light body with the new earth. And with your crown chakra. Now we're going to completely reconfigure your fourth dimensional light body. So that it can be a clear and perfect channel for your 12th dimensional light body and prime energies. This is your historical past in clock time, in earth time. And allow very deep cleansing through the power of the crystal that you are holding, in a matter of speaking. Allow your sacred crystal to reconfigure your fourth dimensional light body. And allow a complete disengagement from all. Keeping the focus, could you move into your third dimensional light body? Again, allowing a very deep transformation of your third dimensional light body. Allowing your physical brain to continue to activate its latent DNA. Allowing a complete rearrangement of your elementals. And a clearing of all historical misinformation. and allowing a full activation of the healing power of your third dimensional light body as we move now into the second dimensional light body. More grounding. Reconnection with your higher dimensional light bodies. Ask the guides. Breathing in the power of the word, breathing in the power of transformation into your second dimensional light body. Then we're going to move into the first dimensional light body. Reconfigure, reframing, renaming your first dimensional light body. Recentering with the core of 12D New Earth, with all of the elemental forces of the New Earth, with the inner earth ascended civilizations, now we're going to ask your 12th dimensional light body, your rainbow light body, to send down through the central channel, through all of your other light bodies, the power of healing, transformation, to your lower light bodies, fourth, third, second, and first dimensional bodies. Somewhat in the fifth as well. So the first to the fifth. Allow a very gentle flow of light and sound and presence and blessings and grace to begin to fill your lower light bodies with more divine light, more divine consciousness, more awareness, more balance and harmony. Remembering that you are co-creator with the elementals, with the angelics, with the ascended masters, with the Elohim, the seraphim, celestial star systems, great central sun. Feel and imagine your lower light bodies becoming full of divine light, beautiful platinum divine light. And that you are choosing now to be in command of all of your light bodies. That you are the manager of your team. Now we're going to let go of unconsciousness. in all of your light body, starting with the first dimensional light body, and allowing a very natural clearing of all levels and aspects of unconsciousness. Awake. Awake. Awaken. 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 Going to infuse all of your light bodies with sacred light, sacred space, sacred vibrations. Now, allow a very gentle final recalibration from your rainbow light body to all the rest of your light bodies so that all of your bodies become in sync, in tune, harmonized, and balanced through the power of the word. Now center in the core of the new earth. And keeping your connection to source very strong. And your horizontal connection to the elementals and the various kingdoms of nature, physically and etherically, horizontally. Now, locate your platinum star in relationship to your physical body. And as you come back to the body with your sacred crystal, you're going to put part of it in the center of your brain, right in your crystal palace. In another part, around your pineal gland. In another part around your thyroid gland, in another part around your thymus gland, the center of your chest, and then another one in your solar plexus or your pancreas, in your reproductive organs, and around original 8 cells of creation at the base of your spine. And in your hand chakras, in your feet chakras, and your crown chakra. your earth star and your soul star. And each piece of your sacred crystal is like a hologram. It represents the whole. Okay, find your center. Take a deep breath through your center. I am here. I am now. I am. I now choose to be fully awake, alive, alert, and conscious. Conscious of being conscious. Now, let the flow of divinity move through your nervous system as your natural state of being. Let it flow through your brain, your blood, and through all your bones, your spinal column. Your lungs, your eyesight, your hearing, your voice, your nose, feeling one with the Earth Mother, with Gaia. Now, you have a favorite sacred area upon the earth. Connect up with that sacred area upon the earth or within the earth. And allow that energy, that vibration to move through the grid system in your neighborhood, under your house, upon your land. Allow it to invigorate your home environment. You're going to put a cosmic electric fence around your property and around your modes of transportation that will be there 24/7. And this cosmic fence is like a divine protection for your environment, allowing only love and light and truth to enter. That will include the space above your home and beneath your home. Also your workplace, your computer, your cell phone. Your iPad. Now, gently come back into your room. And those two guides are still with you. They're going to be with you for the rest of the evening into dream time. Please communicate with them. So coming back, I am awake, I am alert, I am alive, I am who I am. I am. Now, allow this current of peace that you are experiencing to continue to flow on as many levels of awareness as possible, 24/7, your natural state of being. And remember, the grace of God goes with you wherever you go in the world. You are a clear and perfect channel for the power of grace and blessings to self and all others, including the elementals of our beautiful earth. So when you're ready, slowly open the eyes, allowing the brain to adjust. Sip some water if you can. Gently stretch. And those of you that wish to stay in the zone, you can drop off the call now. And give yourself permission to manifest without doing and trying. Simply being. Simply being. Which has the power of manifestation. And be your wonderful self, spontaneous, wonderful, outrageous self. And say inwardly, I am word in this activation. Word, I am word, so be it. It is done.